We want to bring in our social media man, Scott Ward. I don't have a cute little enunciation that starts with S to
introduce. Social media what?
Social media, I don't have one. You're the pro at these. You have them.
I don't know. Let's see what he has to say.
Well, right now he's going to provide a social media showcase.
Show it has to start with an S.
Not
so
bad.
I don't know.
A social media showcase
specialist.
Really, Scott's been busy engaging with our fans on Twitter and doing everything he can to push out everything, all the content that we've been creating, not only online during this show, but also throughout the building, kind of showing you things that you don't really get to see. But let's just talk about the engagement numbers that are jumping off that screen right now, Scott. What stands out, and I guess what have you been up to? What's been keeping you busy since the Broncos and the NFL were on the clock last night?
Sure. It was a little bit, you know, kind of a status quo first round last night, and then until all of a sudden when it wasn't, when it was the Broncos' turn, as soon as the Steelers made their pick, went Bud Dupree, as soon as the rumors started to circulate that we had made a trade and that we were on the clock, the buzz started to percolate a little bit, and then all of a sudden at 8:36, we made it official with our tweet that just said the Broncos' first pick in the 2015 draft is X-rated. Kind of was easy to write. It's an easy tweet to write. And actually going back to your point, I was thinking maybe a social media Shane Ray tweeter.
Wow.
Something like that.
I like
See,
it.
That's
I
why
like
you guys.
It.
That's why you guys handle like the spotlight every week. Exactly. I can't handle the pressure.
So the like I said, we sent ours out at 8:36 last night, and as soon as we did, 33,000 tweets between 8:35 and 8:45 last night. So pretty incredible, and that's worldwide. And this is I'd be remiss if I didn't say this technology we have is through our partner Weigh-In, and this device that we have is it's called Discovery, and just kind of lets you dive down in, get a little creepy at times if you want to. You can find locations, you can see where people are tweeting
from. The internet's
from,
for, isn't it?
Exactly. So so this was our tweet. Sent it out. 33,000 tweets that had the words Shane Ray in it over the next 11 minutes, which is pretty incredible. 295 Facebook posts, probably more than that, but your Facebook posts have to be public to be seen in Discovery. Not a lot of people have public Facebook, so that was a little bit interesting. Wanted to go through and get this to close. A little bit of the other announcements that came out around when our pick came out. This is Fox Sports NFL. They were excited about it. Shane Ray, this was from Mizzou football, and full disclosure, I am a Mizzou alum, so that's why I threw this one in there.
Full disclosure.
Mizzou made is a slogan that they use, and then, of course, the NFL handle sent one out as well. Round one, pick 23, Shane Ray. All of our fans were really excited, and now to kind of talk about that a little bit, we can go, and I've got some Shane Ray reaction in here. So this was actually probably the best one. I tweeted this one out, and this one went crazy a little bit. This was a Colorado Sports Nut tweeted this one out and retweeted this one from our account. This is Mizzou Citrus Bowl trophy. Great photo. That one got a lot of engagement. And then, of course, Andrew Kovar, who is just an excited member of Broncos country, tweeted this one out and said, this is Shane Ray right now. So it's probably might have looked like this when he was drafted. Maybe this was after his hug with Commissioner Goodell. And then, of course, we had a lot of our players that tweeted. DeMarcus Ware, congrats, X-rated 56. Time to put that work in. There was a lot of talk about what Shane Ray and Shane Ray, Von Miller, and DeMarcus Ware would be teaming up, and Von Miller was also excited. 1,000%, let's go. That's you know, the cliche, 100% times 10, of course. So a lot of people were really excited. He was an exciting pick, and like I said, kind of got the draft, got the round excited, and hopefully set the stage for something good tonight.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Scott. That's incredible. I know you're gonna be following that more again today, as the Broncos have two more picks to go tonight, and then of course tomorrow, if they hang on all of them, we'll have six more tomorrow if they hang on to the rest of those. So happy tracking. Thank you for spending some time in here with us on the board.